let me go through the injuries first. We had a few more than I thought after the game. Brian Brayman had an x-ray on his finger, just a finger dislocation. Jonathan Joseph had some soreness in his groin. We did an MRI on him. And we don't have the results on all these yet. So Case Keenum sprained his right thumb on his throwing hand, and he also had an MRI today. Posey, like I said, after the game, they felt like it was a high ankle sprain. They did an MRI on him. You know, normally those things don't come back quickly, but Sharpton sprained his ankle a little bit, but we didn't have to MRI it. It's a slight sprain. Antonio Smith went in for an MRI on his knee. He got his knee sprained during the game. So, and Justin Tuggle had a hyperextension of his elbow, kind of like J.J. Watt had, I believe. It's, but anyway, they did an MRI on that. So that also, Ben Tate went in for a CT scan on his ribs because he got banged in the ribs again, which, you know, he'd hurt before. So we had a few more injuries than I, or a few more prospective injuries than I thought. Okay, sorry.
Would Case's thumb cause you to change quarterbacks?
Well, we'll have to wait and see. You know, I mean, we'll see what he, see what they say from the MRI and see what the doctors say and see what he's able to do. But, you know, certainly a concern on a quarterback when it's his right hand thumb. But we'll just have to wait and see what he can do on Wednesday at practice.
I know you addressed the penalties all last week and you still had problems with it. Is there anything more you can do to help the situation?
Well, we're going to continue that. I mean, you know, not everything's taken care of in one week. You can't, you know, we have a whole off season, a whole training camp to put a team together. And then to say, well, in one week, all of a sudden you're going to change, you know, everything. That's not really realistic. So, you know, I was hoping that we would do better. We did. Unfortunately, some of the penalties that we had in practice carried over to the game. And we had the players, if they had a penalty in practice, we took them out of the practice and set them on the side, kind of a timeout. I mean, it's something to embarrass them a little bit, but we're going to continue to do that. So, you know, we've got to cut down on penalties. Oh, that's up to the league. You know, I don't really get into those things as far as trying to punish a player or not. I mean, the league sees all those things. They evaluate every penalty in a game, and they fine people for whatever penalties they deem correct. So, you know, I'm not gonna overstep the league there on that.
Coach, what about facing Peyton Manning this weekend? Can you discuss the matchup?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's obviously a great, great challenge for our defense. I mean, what more can you say about him besides being, you know, the all-time quarterback? But he's having a tremendous year, one of the greatest years ever. So it's going to be a big challenge for us. We're going to have to step up our defensive play, and especially our pass defense, which we really feel strong about our pass defense, and you know, it'll be a big challenge for them anyway, though. They're the number one offense in the league, not just him, but their whole offense, their offensive line, the running backs. You know, they move the ball better than anybody in the league, and I think we're fourth now in people moving the ball on us, so it's a big challenge.
Were you happy with the effort you got from everyone yesterday?
Yeah, I thought we had a good effort. We didn't execute very well. I mean, you know, our first drive was disappointing defensively. I thought the rest of the game, they moved the ball at the second drive, but we intercepted. And then the rest of the game, we played pretty well. We had they had the ball three times in our territory starting the drive, and they didn't make a first down, two of those, and kicked field goals. And then another one, they made one first down and kicked a field goal. So, you know, when the pressure was on us, I thought we played pretty well in those areas. Second half, we gave up 3 points. So, you know, offensively, we didn't have as good a game.
Yesterday, you talked a little bit about needing to go back and take a look at what was happening during the game to really know what it was that Case struggled with and you know, how that went. What did you...
Yeah, he just had, he had a rough game as far as overall. I mean, you know, it's... I think we have to go back again, and I talked to the offense about it today. I mean, we got to go back to see the things that he's done well, because he had some, you know, had some games and had some plays that he's made, you know, he's made good plays and done well with them. But we have to go back and go with those and eliminate the ones that he's not doing well. You know, sometimes a young quarterback, sometimes they have to hit rock bottom a little bit to bounce back up. And, you know, I've seen it happen. Now, some of them don't bounce back up and aren't good, don't end out good quarterbacks. But, you know, this is the rough time that he's going through, and we'll see what he does.
He talked about, I mean, nobody questions his preparation and the time he puts in, but he was talking about how he doesn't really know why it's not translate. He knows what he's done wrong, but it just – isn't he's not able to do
yeah,
it.
He's a, you know, he's a great kid. I think he, you know, he takes the blame for everything, certainly, but we've got to help him in all that. You know, he saw the blitzes when they were coming, which, you know, but seeing blitzes and getting rid of the football is different than just seeing them. And that and reading coverage is not, you know, it's not an easy process, especially for a young quarterback to know exactly where to go with, even though he goes through it over and over and over in his meetings and so forth, and we practice those things. You know, we've just got to find the things that he really does well, and we got to stick with those. Because we got to move the football.
J.J.O. credited Vance yesterday for, like, his interception. Just sort of your thoughts on how Vance handled the duties of calling the defense.
Yeah, he did a good – I mean, he did a real good job, I thought. Like I say, the first series, you know, we weren't happy with. And we had a – you know, we had another penalty, an interference call that I still don't agree with, and I will see what the league says about it, but that gave him a touchdown. It gave him 20 yards and gave him the ball on the one-yard line. So we'll find out what the league says about that. But – you know, like I said, we had three times they had the ball in our territory and scored 9 points without really moving the ball at all. And, of course, 2 points wasn't on the defense. So that's 11 out of the 25 points right there.
With Tate and Joseph, is there any concern that either one of those guys won't be ready to go on Sunday?
Who's that?
Tate and Joseph.
Well, I mean, I don't know right now. I mean, it's hard for me to answer that one. I think Jonathan was more sore, you know, and then the MRI will tell us, I mean, the CT scan will tell us more on Tate.
Do you expect Owen to practice this week?
You know, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that one. He, we thought he might practice last week, but he wasn't able to, so. I think it's still a might situation this week as far as him practicing. And Garrett Graham I didn't mention, but he's still sore. So, you know, he's still iffy as far as this week's concerned. And Griffin, I said after the game, but watching the tape, he played pretty well. I mean, he still needs some work in the running game as far as blocking. Blocking tight end, but as far as receiving tight end, I thought he did a good job for us and got open and made some plays, made a really good effort to make the make the one at the end of the game that you know, fell a yard short.
After watching the tape, what are your assessments on the offensive line as a whole?
Yeah, I mean, it's like offense overall. We just didn't move the ball you know, well enough overall. I think there were individuals certainly that played well, but it's a group effort, and, you know, when you only score 3 points, it's hard to say, well, we had a great game.